Hello, everybody. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy Epiphany, even. Epiphany is what it is today, if you didn't know. The day we remember the wise men discovering Jesus. The night that Jesus was born, a star hung from the sky. A star so bright that it shone light and hope into some of the darkest places of the world. A star so bright that it gained the attention of astrologers in other parts of the world. A star so bright that it demanded attention. The Magi and the wise men or the kings gave it attention, serious attention. In fact, they probably took a lot of time and deliberation over what to do with this new discovery of this bright and enormous star, way brighter than this thing. Much brighter and much more magnificent than this. They didn't just get on their camels and have a wander to see what was happening. They researched. They tried to figure out what was going on with this bright new star in the sky. And although they were not Hebrews, they found their ways to Jewish scriptures and prophecies. They began to understand the significance of this star, or certainly understand enough to know what gifts they needed to take with them. This star was a sign of something really important. This star was the sign of a coming king, the Messiah, the Christ. Herod, it seems, hadn't paid much attention to the star. It appears that only when the wise men turned up did he start wondering what the star was all about. He called all the chief priests and teachers of the law, and they told him what Micah had prophesied over 700 years before, that Bethlehem was the place. Why on earth weren't they all racing to Bethlehem at this point? That always makes me wonder. Herod wasn't happy about this, because if it was the promised Messiah, the Christ, then for him it didn't appear to be good news. He didn't take it as good news. He took it that it would mean loss of power, maybe, loss of respect, loss of control, and change, big change. In fact, a huge threat to him. But when the Magi looked at the star, it was so bright it demanded their attention. It took them away from what they were doing. They had to research, they had to follow it, they had to prepare for the unexpected, going on a very long journey with no idea of what was actually going to happen in front of them. But this isn't really about the star, is it? I got up this morning and went into my office to pick up this star that I had assembled on Friday night, and the star was in pieces. I'd leant it against the chair and I think it had pushed it and made it fall apart over the weekend. And my big thought was, well, actually, it's not really about the star though, is it? It's about what they saw. It's about the revelation, the epiphany. Epiphany means new discoveries, new inspiration, new ideas, new things being revealed to us. Seeing that toddler who was Jesus when they arrived was a revelation to them. They saw Emmanuel, God with us, in that little stable, with that very little boy running around. And they gave him gifts worthy of him. Sometimes I think we know the Christmas story so well that we kind of take it for granted. Christmas is a magical time. We love the telling of the story and the carols and the lights and the atmosphere over Christmas. It's beautiful, isn't it? It really is. However, the birth of a king, of God himself, is something to be celebrated, which is what we do at Christmas, but it's something that should be speaking to us every single year, every single time, over and over again. Each year we are invited to be present just as the Magi were. We're invited to be changed by the experience of meeting with God himself. I'm not sure if we have time to do that amongst all that we do during Christmas. Do we have space carved out for ourselves to sit and really reflect and sort of be inside that story? What is it like sitting with Jesus? What's it been like this year with Jesus in my own journey? And we pack away the Christmas decorations. 12th night tomorrow, if you do that. Mine stays up to the end of January, just for the sake of it, really. But once it's all over and everything's packed away, we kind of go back to work, go back to our usual routine, go back to normal. But if we do, and Christmas hasn't changed something, hasn't made us think about something, hasn't given us a chance to feel closer or maybe to deal with something, then what was the point in all the celebrations? Experiencing God with us is life-changing. Maybe something Herod might have been a bit freaked out about. Change is challenging, adventurous, and a bit scary. So how can we bring that Christmas story and that revelation and that first appearance, first sighting, shall we say, of Jesus into parts of our everyday life? That's difficult, isn't it? Hard to stay excited for so long, huh? Sometimes hard to stay connected, maybe, feeling that Jesus is with us all the time. During the week, I looked at this star and I thought about the way we focus on Jesus, actually. I thought about the kings, the Magi, and their focus on that star for that year and a half, 2 years that they were following it. There's no way they couldn't keep their eyes from it. If they had a rough day during the journey, they'd open their eyes and that star would still be up in front of them, wouldn't it? It would still be there. Even if they didn't feel like it, even if they weren't in the mood, even if they were worn out, whatever was going on, that bright star was there. And I kind of feel a bit jealous about it, to be honest with you. Because I think we have those days when we're a bit worried and we're a bit stressed out. We have those days where we don't really feel that God's with us. Maybe not much at all. Maybe there's times where we can't feel him with us or see signs of him around us. And it's hard to hang on to that hope without that visible sign almost there, isn't it? Aren't there many times I know when I want words written in the sky, actually, to know that he's with me or to know what he wants me to do? Because I want that really visible sign of his presence. We hear about stuff going on in the news and terrible things happening, and the first thing we say is, God, where are you? Or where were you when that happened? He's with us. He's with us when it's rubbish. He's with us when it's terrible. He didn't stop the thing from happening, the bad thing from happening, but he's with us as we recover. as we mourn, as we grieve, as we deal with things. He's with us. Have you ever had a time, maybe when you're on holiday or something? I find I get times like this when I'm on holiday, and maybe that's because I stop for a minute. Maybe that's because I'm away from everyday life. Where you'll go on a nice walk, or you'll look at a nice view or some beautiful scenery, and you'll sort of be in awe of the world around us as you watch waves on a beach, as you look at the stars up in the sky. As we look at the world around us in those peaceful moments when we feel most relaxed, we know God's with us, don't we? We know, as we look at that world around us, we know he's with us, and it kind of reassures us. But it seems to only happen when we're away from everything else, when we're having that bit of quiet, that bit of breathing space. So I'd like to encourage you all to have a bit of quiet in this coming week, a bit of breathing space. If you want to, go back over the Christmas story. What's awesome about it? What's encouraged you about it? Maybe ask God to show you something you haven't seen before as you re-go through that Christmas story, as you reread the story itself. Or have a bit of time and say to God, where have you been in my life this week, this year? Then the option is to give him huge thanks and praise as he reminds you of those times where he's been. Of those times maybe where you thought he wasn't with you. Bring those times before him. He's the only one who can give you those answers. He's the only one who can give you peace in your heart when you need it. He really, truly is the only one, and he's definitely there, even if you can't feel him or don't know it at the time. He's definitely, definitely, definitely there, no matter what's going on. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending your Son. Help us to see his presence in our lives. Help us to see God with us this week, this year, last year, as we look back. Help us to hold on to that light and that knowledge that you are with us, no matter what things look like and no matter what things feel like. In Jesus' name, amen.